We have some closings to pass along today due to the inclement weather. The Glen Elder, Conquer City, Beloit, Tipton Nutrition sites are all closed today. The Downs Senior Center closed. Osborne County Courthouse closed. Also, Wakanda Cultural Association postponing their annual meeting from today due to the weather. It will be held on the next regular meeting date, February 13th at 5:15 p.m. at Plum Creek Meeting Room. Heart Choices, all locations are closed for today, and the Osborne County Blood Drive is canceled today.
Katy Country 94 weather.
Sweet and Cream in Mankato is not your typical fast food restaurant. Hamburgers are freshly patted daily, vegetables are freshly cut, and many of the sauces and dressings served are prepared from scratch. And Sweet and Cream is now hiring for full-time and part-time cooks, plus cashier positions. Competitive wages, fast-paced work environment, and they will train. Apply in person at Sweet and Cream on Highway 36 in Mankato. Sweet and Cream is open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., but closed on Wednesdays. Visit their full menu at sweetandcreamks.com. Sweet and Cream in Mankato, making memories sweet.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with a high of 26. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 16. Daytime highs approaching 36. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. 2 to 4 inches of snow Thursday through Thursday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Because of low visibility and dangerous winter weather, the Kansas Department of Transportation has closed multiple highways in north central Kansas. Westbound I-70 closed from Salina to the Colorado border. Eastbound I-70 closed from exit 205 in Ellsworth County to the Colorado border. K-4 closed from north of Harrington to just south of Alta Vista, and K-149 closed from south of White City to U.S. 56. Motorists should anticipate more possible highway closings if conditions continue to deteriorate due to snowfall or high winds. You can check KDOT's updated traveler information site, candrive.gov, for updates on highway conditions across Kansas. Although the vast majority of falling accumulated snow has ended from our slowly departing winter storm, there will still be lingering light snow in mainly eastern areas this morning, along with strong north-northwest winds area wide that will continue to blow around and drift already fallen snow, causing reduced visibility, especially in open rural areas. As a result, all counties in Arcadia Country 94 listening area west of Highway 284 or 281 corridor are under a winter weather advisory until 9 a.m. this morning, and all counties along and east of the Highway 281 corridor are under a winter storm warning until noon. And looking ahead, Wednesday through Monday, the weather pattern will remain quite active for several more days, with several additional off and on chances for snow through Sunday night, along with the arrival of our first round of bitterly cold air this winter. During the day Wednesday, primarily Nebraska portions of our listening area could see a quick hit of light snow, but with minimal accumulation, mainly well under 1 inch. Then Thursday afternoon into Friday morning, a stronger system looks to bring a more widespread and potentially impactful round of snow to the entire outlook area. Although there is still plenty of uncertainty with possible snow amounts, early indications suggest that much of the area could receive 2 to 4 inches of snow, accompanied by winds gusting 25 to 35 miles per hour. Additional chances for at least some light snow could occur this weekend, but it is far too early to decipher details with any degree of confidence. What is more certain is that a multiple-day stretch of bitterly cold temperatures and wind chill values will arrive later this week, Thursday into Friday, and persist into early next week. Starting Thursday night, we will endure several nights and mornings with wind chill readings plummeting to at least negative 15 to negative 30 degrees. It is increasingly likely that wind chill advisories and possibly warnings will eventually be needed. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 16 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Mitchell County Rural Water District Number 2 annual meeting will be held in Hunter coming up tomorrow night, January the 10th at 7 p.m. Beloit High School Student Council's 2023-2024 15th annual charity event, You Matter, will be held on Friday, February 16th at a home basketball game against Minneapolis. All proceeds earned this year will be donated to the Mitchell County Communities That Care Committee to be used for mental health resources in Mitchell County. And if you'd like to support the cause, you can purchase t-shirts to wear at the home basketball game on February 16th. Online t-shirt orders are due by midnight, January the 11th. If you prefer to donate and not purchase a t-shirt, that is welcome as well. Checks can be made payable to Beloit Junior Senior High School. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
JJ takes the snap, flips the ball to Roman Wilson after he takes a knee, and Michigan, the Wolverines, have won a national championship. Wolverine players, Wolverine alums, Michigan fans everywhere, Jim Harbaugh and your staff, your team is the number one team in America as the clock ticks down and Michigan completes a 15-0 national championship season here in Houston. Bet.
The first national title for Michigan since 1997. We'll have more on it coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports as high school hoops is being plagued by the weather here tonight. Also, the K-State men's basketball team will be back on the court. Other Big 12 games this evening and the Big 12 Players of the Week announced with some Kansas flavor. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. As inclement weather has canceled school for all of the districts in the immediate area, high school basketball games scheduled for tonight have all been postponed as well. We will update makeup dates on NCKSports.com as we receive them, and you can check out the website for all the latest in local sports. We do have high school wrestling locker room chats tonight on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We'll chat with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center for the first time in 2024. Our chats will begin around 5:15. If you miss any of our locker room chats live, you can always go back and listen at KDCountry94.com on the Locker Room Chat podcast. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, for the first time since the 1997 season, the Michigan Wolverines are the champions of FBS college football. Top-ranked Wolverines dominated number 2 Washington 34-13 to win the title. Donovan Edwards got the Wolverines rolling with touchdown runs of 41 and 46 yards in the first quarter. Michigan was up 14-3 after one. Washington within 17-10 at half. The two teams traded field goals in the third quarter, leading 20-13. Michigan got a 12-yard touchdown run from Blake Corum midway through the fourth. Michael Penix's interception was returned inside the 10 for Michigan. And 2 plays later, Corum scored again to put the Wolverines up 21, going on to win by that margin. Michigan controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides, finishing with 443 yards, including 303 on the ground. Corum finished with 134 yards, and Edwards added 104 rushing yards. Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh on the title.
Feels great. Feels very glorious. And just so happy for our players, our coaches. Trone Moore, Jesse Minter. I mean, what a game. Our players, I mean, for their legacy, I mean, this is so tremendous. Just so much tremendous play. Mason Graham had a great game. Penix is an elite quarterback. Mark D-Line, our front seven, you know, really made it tough for him.
Michigan finished the season at 15-0, while Washington ended at 14-1. In college hoops, there are 5 Big 12 men's games on the docket tonight, including 11-3 K-State on the road at 5-9 West Virginia. Tip-off for the Wildcats and Mountaineers at 6 o'clock tonight in Morgantown on ESPN+. Number 2 Houston at Iowa State at 6 o'clock. Number 25 Texas travels to Cincinnati at 6. Texas Tech hosts Oklahoma State at 7. And 18th-ranked BYU at number 14 Baylor at 8 o'clock. Finally, in sports, the state of Kansas schools were well represented in the Big 12 Basketball Awards this week. KU center Hunter Dickinson was named the Big 12 Player and Newcomer of the Week after his 40th career double-double with 30 points and 11 rebounds in KU's 83-81 win over TCU on Saturday. Dickinson made 2 free throws with 57 seconds left to tie the game and then made the eventual game winner with 3.4 seconds left. Dickinson won the Player of the Week for the second time and Newcomer of the Week for the third time this season. On the women's side, K-State center Ayoka Lee was named the Player of the Week for the third time this year. Lee averaged 19.5 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 4.5 blocks per game. Shot 71% from the floor in wins over Houston and UCF. She had 27 points and 11 rebounds in the Houston victory last Wednesday. You can read more about the awards at Big12Sports.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 through the lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.